Boldness. Threats from religious leaders.
Peter and John had been arrested after healing a crippled man, and the next morning they were brought before the religious leaders. They questioned them and said, "By what authority did you heal this man?" So Peter, in the power of God's Spirit, said, "Are you questioning us because of some kindness to a crippled man? It's in the name of Jesus that this man was healed. And he's the one you put to death, but God raised back to life. And there's no other name on earth by which your sins can be forgiven." Well, the religious leaders heard this and they were shocked, because they saw that these men were uneducated, but they recognized that they'd been with Jesus. And the man who had been crippled was standing right there, so they couldn't say it hadn't happened. So they ordered Peter and John to stop telling about Jesus. But Peter said, "You decide for yourself whether you should obey men or God. But we cannot stop speaking about what we've seen and heard." So the religious leaders threatened Peter and John. But they were afraid of what the crowds might do, so they didn't punish them. They just let them go. So when Peter and John were released, they went to where the other followers of Jesus were, and they told them everything that had happened. And the followers prayed, "O God, you are the creator of heaven and earth and everything in it. We ask that you would hear these threats and show your power, and that you will fill your servants with your Spirit and give us boldness to tell others about you." Well, as they finished praying, the whole place shook, and they were filled with God's Spirit, and they went out and boldly told others about Jesus.